for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Somebody say it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of. Come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Blood.
really convince you. Just be honest. What came and made you whole again? Nothing to, come on. All precious. It makes me well.
Hello? I can't hear you. I can hear you on the, because I got Spreaker on also, but I can't hear you on Blog Talk.
Can anybody hear me on the Blog Talk this morning? No audio.
I can hear you on the, because I got Spreaker on also, but I can't hear you on Blog Talk.
Blog Talk Radio. Can you hear me this morning now?
Right. Let me hear those hands. Come on. Yeah. Y'all can't lose that here. Right. Mm-hmm. That's it. Nashville, I'm going to take you back to Georgia, okay? Come on, tell yours. Say, anyway.
Anyway you let me, Lord.
I'll be satisfied. Oh, anyway.
Anyway you let me, Lord.
I'll be satisfied.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Fill my cup.
Let it overflow.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. I got you.
Okay. Praise God. Good morning.
Good morning, Tidline. Hallelujah this morning. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. I'm going to be reading a little bit from Psalms 113. When I wake up in the mornings now, and I'm talking to the Lord about where he wants me to go before this communion, lately he's been taking me to the Psalms, and that's apparently where he wants me, and I'll just go there with you. Because remember I told you years ago, when I would get to a Psalms, reading my chronological Bible, he would have me to read the Psalms out loud. And I didn't know why. I kept asking why, but I didn't hear anything. I just read them out loud. And then probably a year later, he told me, because the Psalms were written in song as praise then, and he receives them as praise now. So, Psalms 113, verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. And as we remember, through the partaking of this prophetic act, what he has done, praise him, for he alone is worthy. He gave us his all, and we owe him our all.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Hallelujah. And
thank
amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my.
Let me hear those hands. Come on. Y'all can't lose that here. That's it. Nashville, I'm going to take you back to Georgia, okay? Come on, Telios. Say anyway. I'll be
satisfied.
Oh,
anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway, you bless me, Lord.
I'll be
satisfied.
Come on, let me hear those hands. Come on. Say anyway.
Anyway, you bless me, Lord.
I'll be satisfied.
He. Jesus, till I want
to. Say it again,
He.
That's getting good. Say it again. Lord, have mercy.
Fill my cup.
Let it overflow. Take it
anyway.
Oh, Lord, I'll be.
Oh,
Say, anyway, you're blessing me. Anyway, you're blessing me. Say, anyway, you're blessing me. Yeah. Say, anyway, you're blessing me. Say,
I'll be
satisfied.
Say,
I'll be so
satisfied.
Say,
I'll be
satisfied. Say,
I'll be
so satisfied.
Say,
listen here, mama. I know you know I wrote this in 98, right? But we got something new tonight we want to share with y'all. Any way the Lord decides to bless me, I'm satisfied. If my blessing don't come FedEx, I'm satisfied. If it comes in a brown paper bag with some grease stains on it, as long as it's my blessing with my name on it, I'm satisfied. But can we encourage you tonight with a new message? Say, your blessing. I said your blessing is.
Your blessing is.
Yes, Lord. I said your blessing is.
Your blessing is.
Yes, Lord. I said your blessing is.
Your blessing is.
Come on, tell them, say, it's on the way.
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 Say, thank you, Jesus. It's on the way.
Say,
thank you, Jesus. It's on the way. Say, thank you, Jesus. It's on the way. Say, thank you, Jesus. It's on the way. Say, I can see it.
I can see it.
I can see it. Can't you see it? Say, I can feel it. 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 Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
It's on the way.
Say, anyway.
I wanted to be do this morning's headline from the new church. However, this is a small town, and the utility company is a cooperative. So, you know, takes a little bit of time, but. Those of you that want to see what the church is, still the same building, but it's on Google. When it was Assemblies of God, like, what, 50 years ago, 60. And the address I'm about to post it is 508 Sheridan. 508 Sheridan Avenue, Dalton. I think it's the same zip code, 30720. Not real certain about that, but if you remember back here at New Year's Eve, I put out a Macedonia call for help. And people came. I asked them to come and pray. And I didn't report about it too much because, you know, people think I'm like over the top kind of way. Anyway, in my faith, and I'm real radical. I'm a real radical believer. Believe it or not, an old radical.
but radical nevertheless. So we prayed all night long, and the fruit of that, we went into the fast, and we did a dry fast. In all of those things, the purpose was to consecrate to God. To consecrate to God. Now, God told me to do that, and he said three people. He said, you and three people, which three people and us would have been about six, seven. But it, as it turns out, we had more than that. And then I know some of you were praying, but God gave me specific instructions. And, you know, God does that with each and every one of us. Some of us believe and follow those instructions. Others of us don't believe. And when we don't believe, even I'm talking about when God speaks to you individually and specifically, and you don't do it, well, not only do you hinder your blessing, but do you know when you do those kind of things, you hinder in the blessings of the people around you, you hinder in the blessings in your atmosphere. Are you aware of that? So I want to tell you something. And you know, I always tell you that everybody around you is not for you and in agreement with you. But God says he let the chaff grow with the wheat. So you can't kick them out, or you can't get rid of them, because part of God's purpose is in those individuals as well. You see, I have a saying I say all the time, which is the devil can't use God, but God uses the devil all the time to bring about his perfect purpose. Okay? He uses the devil all the time. When he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration and he was telling Peter about his passion, and Peter said, no, no, Lord, you know, no. And what did Jesus tell Peter? He said, you know not what manner of spirit you are, Peter. And Peter didn't. And so a lot of us walk around here with spirits, and we know not what manner of spirit we are. And we know not what manner of spirit is talking through our lips. So a lot of times, and I've talked about these before, we speak those self-inflicted curses upon ourselves. Everything that comes on this tail line, you got to know it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. But when it's for you, then you claim it. Okay? Now, the only thing wrong, in my opinion, those of you that went on and looked at it, is you don't see a cross, do you? And you don't see a steeple. So eventually, I'm going to have to put those things up. But right now, and the reason, let me tell you the reason. The reason I didn't put out a plea for money to get the church is because every time in the past when I did that, the witches and the wizards and the haters, they put up such a resistance. But you know, God was in that. God allowed them to put up a resistance because what? God tries our faith. Our faith. There was still some stuff that God had to work in me and out of me too. So this time the Lord said, I don't want you to beg, because see, I think when you have to be asking people for money and stuff, it's like begging. But God had to teach me that it's how people get blessed. when they bless his work. So this is for the first shift, the second shift, the third shift, and the fourth shift that's going to hear this message this morning. The last time I asked you for some money, the end result, the fruit, was the healing home. I don't come on here asking for no money, and I don't produce the fruit that God is telling me to produce. I have done because I knew, and God spoke to a person. And this is why I think some of you don't get blessed. God spoke to a person at the exact moment to give me the money. And God knew exactly how much I was going to need. And God knew how much I had, because I knew he was going to give me this. And I was preparing for it. Long time. Two. If this didn't go through, it would have been the third church that I failed to get. But you see, every time I had to rent the convention center, and I talked to them, it would have cost me, for what I had to pay them for a couple of hours rent, cost a whole month's rent here, a whole month's payment. And I got a whole other part of the month. So I'm eternally grateful to God. Then there were other people here that wouldn't even rent me their space. And supposedly they had it for gatherings and meetings and things like that. But they didn't want me to have it. That was okay, because God didn't want me to have it either. So this is what I'm telling you. If you went and looked at the church, you see how big it is. But you cannot imagine, because as big as that is, the basement is the same size as this. So I have about maybe 7,000 plus square feet. And I've already designed it how it's supposed to be. Now, God said, it's one person out here. If it ain't you, then pray for whoever it is that could send me $10,000, which ain't no money. You know, it's a lot when you don't have it, and it's even worse if you can't imagine it. And then there's somebody else that could send $5,000. There's somebody else that could send $4,000, $3,000, $2,000, $100. Every little bit will help me open the doors and be ready to hold my first. I want to dedicate it around Easter time, resurrection time. That's when I want to dedicate it. I want to dedicate this church to God around resurrection time. Okay? But it cost me $2,000 deposit to turn the utility, the gas, the lights, and all that, and get a security system. Then it ain't been used in a long time, so you can't. Everything in it is beautiful, but it's got so much dust you can't breathe. So I've got to get it clean. I've got to get the carpet clean. I've got to get some plumbing work done in the baptismal pool, which is right behind the altar. Thank God for a baptismal pool. And it's the old kind where you just walk down the steps on both sides. You can enter from both sides, walk down the steps, and baptize. You know, I'm thanking God for that, because another part of my heart's desire, especially after being in Dawsonville and watching the water, the fire on the water, I had to have a baptismal pool. I absolutely, positively had to have one. And, you know, I'm an advocate of the oil, the holy anointing oil. I could give you an hour discourse on it and let you know that it's the origin, purpose, makeup, and everything else. But God told me this. There's one person, you see, that could send me $10,000. There's somebody else that could send me five. There's somebody else that could send me 3, 2, 1, 150. Every dollar, every penny for that matter, counts. This is a Macedonia call for help. I want to open the Church of Jesus Believers. And if there's nobody in there this Sunday, Brother Joe, Jose, and myself will be in there. And not only will we be in there Sunday, we're going to be in there praying every day. And I'll probably open it up to the public for 6 a.m. corporate prayer. Or 7 a.m. I'm going to do one or the other. And then if I can get somebody, I will do a noonday prayer every day too. Because I know what it takes, brothers and sisters. And I know what it takes, probably no different than anybody else that God has called to do anything. So I need you to... If you don't have any money to help me with, I want you to pray that God send the person. You see, whenever God needs something done on this earth, but I guess you already know this. You already know this, right? He used people. I mean, you do know that, right? You do know that, right? So you don't isolate yourself, do you? You don't cut yourself off from people, do you? Because if you do that, then you're cutting yourself off from God's supply line. God uses people. God has somebody out there with this $25,000 I need. But I know it's not going to, it could, it can. But he didn't tell me. He said it was going to come in increments. So that's how I'm looking for it, in increments. And I need it. And I told God, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. But I need some of you to help me today. This morning, I've got to get my lights and stuff. Now, understand this. If you got it and you want to keep it and you don't help me, it doesn't matter. God gonna send somebody else. But you're the one that's going to miss out on the blessing. Now, if you think I'm just talking because I have an appeal for money, listen, the big thing has been done. I got the building. That took a lot of money. Trust me, a lot of money. And it's paid. It's paid. I sent some of you, I sent out a couple of pictures of me with the key in my hand. The contractor's over there laying on my desk. Okay. The other thing is, I'm not like some people. I really didn't want any trash because my God is bigger than trash. I really didn't want, I would have, the first church I was going to get, I asked a guy that's in the business of construction remodeling, and he told me, absolutely, it's the best thing you didn't do. God stopped you. I did it because it had been a church. But then what stopped me was the zoning and building department. When I found out the reason the church was closed was due to zoning infractions, and so I knew that because I asked the zoning people to go over there. When I called building and zoning, this church is in, as far as they're concerned, except one thing I got to do, I got to do something called backflow. Whatever that is, has to be done. I've got to get the water tested to make sure there's no backflow of bacteria or what have you in the water. So this is a Macedonia call for help. I need this is what I need to go forward. Nope. This is what I need. I'm going forward. You know, the Bible say, he who acts back, looks back, goes back, is not worthy of God. So ain't no going back for me. Find that scripture. He who acts back, looks back, goes back. Find that, somebody. Just post it up here. That's for those of you that keep going backwards. I purposed in my heart a long time ago not to go backwards. So, I showed you the church when it was old. I mean, it looks the same. It's brick. Parking lot. I won't have any problem with parking. See this lot? And it's at 508 Sheridan Avenue. It has changed hands. We have a new corporation, Jesus Believers Church, Georgia Corporation. It's registered. You could check it out through Secretary of State, Georgia Nonprofit. So whatever you give is tax deductible if you have a business or whatever. I'm getting those financial things together to go out now. For those of you that have given, and you could take it off your income tax. So I would like to ask you to help me. I am asking you to help me. And it's on you now. You can help me, or you could choose not to help me. If you can't help me financially, you could pray for me. You could pray for the person who has the money, that they would hear God and send me some in the name of Jesus. But Tedline has a church. And when I prayed, God told me why he had given me that name, Jesus Believers Church. It's already has its own, you know what, legally, everything that was done, that needed to be done, was done in 3 days. This is a three-day miracle. It's a three-day. Those of you that have been listening and never, ever given anything to this ministry, yet it's still, you know, you're reaping the benefits. What's the benefit? Being taught how to connect and reconnect and go higher in the Lord. That's what it's about. But you see, now, I didn't want to do it until I had. I just love the church. I just love Jesus. I just love everything about God. But you know what, brothers and sisters? The Bible says that God does things decently and in order. Okay? I have ordained prophets. I have ordained every office. I've ordained well over 50 missionaries. I mean, I've been out here a long time, 30 years doing this work. But now it's going to be established under one roof. Now I can do the workshops. I can do the ministering every week. And I don't have the exact day yet. I'll know that after I get the lights and gas and all that turned on. But I tell you this, I'm going to try to get it up. I got a web site. I just haven't had time to get it up because I've been ripping and running, you know, getting all this stuff in order so that when I go, everything, Jesus, I got the phone number, got the internet, and I got to pay that $2,000 look, if you see this picture, this church has 2 meters. It has 1 meter that handles half of it, and it has another meter that handles the other half of it. The fellowship hall hold about 200-300, but the church sanctuary seats 200. 200, and I sat in there yesterday and prayed quietly, just quietly. And you know what, God, he brought something to my remembrance. I'm going to share this with you. Years and years and years and years and years ago, I went to Win Worley's church. And in Win Worley's church, you know, women had to put something on their head. I wasn't with that, but I did it because I was in this church. And women couldn't do nothing in this church. I mean, they could help, but they held no office or anything like that. Couldn't preach. Couldn't do nothing. But the thing that impressed me was in frames, he had the Word of God all around the wall. And ever since that day, if you've never been to my healing home or my office or anywhere I am, I have the Word of God framed. And so in the sanctuary, it's a lot of windows. You can see them on the picture. It's windows, so a lot of light comes in that sanctuary. And I said, measure this so I can go get some frames and put the Word of God on the walls, frame, so that there's an atmosphere for deliverance. There's an atmosphere that must be set for casting demons out. And it is so glorious when they're in the room, even waiting to be able to look on the wall and see the Word of God, because the Word is what the scriptures say about the Word. Living, alive, active, piercing, discerning. So we measured so that I could, and then I was thinking, if I had somebody that could do calligraphy, that they could do it for me. And the Lord said, you might not have anybody that could do calligraphy, but I can move the anointing through your hands. You do it. I said, okay. Okay. But then he said, you do have somebody. You have somebody. Just think. And then I began to think, I got some young people that are really creative in art. But the Lord said the only problem is you don't have time to wait for them. You see, brothers and sisters, so many of us miss out because we don't do what God asks us to do immediately. I know part of my success with God is that if I just even think God wants me to do something, I'm on it. Now, that'll get you in trouble. That will get you in trouble, too. So that's why I had to learn. I had to learn, don't move too fast. Just move. And then God spoke to me. He said, don't get in front of me. Definitely don't lag behind me. Stay as close to me as my shadow. And every time I move, you move. So you see, brothers and sisters, there is a blessing. And there you can lose a blessing doing nothing. And the reason some of you don't possess all that God has for you is because you ain't going to do, you do nothing. Okay, I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, this is going to take my last. Sister, you get more blessing giving God your last than you would just holding it up in a closed fist. You want to make room for God to give you more. See, when it was time, remember I told y'all, I sold what I didn't have to the mission in Christ Fellowship. When I sold that $1,000, look. I sold. It wasn't a factor how much I sold, because I sold that on behalf of each one of you. But when I told you about it, how many of you got an expectation? I was. So, it used to be a song by Ron Canole, and it said, give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, running over, and shaken together. Give, and it will come back to you. When you give unto the Lord, right now, Brother Joe is stamping the reason. And by the way, those of you that asked me for the tracks, please remail your address to JesusBelievers@outlook.com. Your name and your address to JesusBelievers@outlook.com. When I bought the tracks, I couldn't afford to have them pre-printed. So I had to buy stamps, and we had to stamp each one of these tracks. Okay? And I told you I was going to leave room where you could put your own number. I got the 10-line 877 number, but I left enough room for you to put your number under there if you want to pray for people, but just get them out. So do me a favor, go to JesusBelievers@outlook.com and resubmit your name, your address, your email address, and your phone number, and Brother Joe will get these tracks out to you as soon as we can get through. They're going to go out before we get them all stamped, that's for sure. But as we getting them stamped, we'll be sending them out this week. It took those stamps a while to get here, but we got them. And I'm so happy I didn't put an address on them. And I didn't put an address because I wanted you to be able to put whatever you wanted. I just put Ted Lyon Ministry call for prayer, and I got the 877, and then you could write your name and your number under the bottom if you want to. If you don't want to, that's okay too, because you know what, brothers and sisters, only what you do for Christ will last. We all gonna leave here one day, and guess what, that money you saving up, well, you ain't going to have no say-so in what happens to it. But you could, if you choose to, you could help me. Now, that's all I have to say today. I'm giving you an opportunity to sow into Jesus Believers Church. Let the Lord lead you. Amen. This is Sister Erica Shepherd coming to you from the mountaintop under an open heaven in Dalton, Georgia. It cut off. I'm telling you, it cut off. Sorry. I don't know what happened. Well, yes, I do. Yes, I do know what happened. So, brothers and sisters, I'm signing out right now in Jesus' name. Only thing is, if Spreaker's off, I don't want to keep going.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try to clap your hands. Come on.
Keep on blessing me.
Keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over.
keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Extensive deliverance. The Jesus Believers Church, coming from the mountaintop under open heaven in Dalton, Georgia. I'll see you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.